Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager here. We all get sick of school, right? It's a common complaint for students at large, but when you hear a doctoral student say it, listen up. Mental health problems are more prevalent in PhD students than in the highly educated population in general, including highly educated employees and students, according to recent research published in the journal Research Policy. The study highlights concerns about the influence that academic working conditions have on mental health, particularly among PhD students in a range of disciplines. The researchers surveyed 3,659 PhD students in Flanders, Belgium, using a general health questionnaire. This is a 12-question mental health screening tool that assesses a person's well-being and potentially psychological distress in light of mental health disorders. Now, PhD programs in Europe, they're similar to those in the U.S. in many ways, but there are some differences, including students having generally lower fees, shorter program terms, and a formal employment contract with their universities in Europe. The GHQ questions focused on symptoms of depression and social dysfunction, from constant strain and unhappiness to lack of concentration and losing self-confidence. Using the version of the GHQ that requires the presence of four symptoms to consider a person ill, the researchers found that 32% of the PhD students assessed were at risk of having or developing a common psychiatric disorder, namely depression. Some of the more common feelings students reported were sleeping problems due to worries and the inability to get over difficulties and enjoy everyday activities. 32% is a notable amount considering data from the World Health Organization indicates that depression is the leading cause of ill health and disability in the world. And when the researchers compared the risk of psychiatric disorders in PhD students to that of the highly educated general population, highly educated employees, and high education students, they discovered that it was significantly higher for PhD students, 2.43, 2.84, and 1.85 times, respectively. It's easy to think that the heavy academic workload causes all the pressure, but the researchers found that work environment and organizational policies also contribute to psychiatric issues. Work-family balance difficulties, high job demands, low job control, laissez-faire or passive leadership style in supervisors, and even a team culture of closed decision-making were all factors linked to potential mental health problems. On the other hand, mental health was better in PhD students who had advisors with an inspirational leadership style, desired an academic career, and valued their degree outside of academia. The study's authors aren't saying that working in academia or pursuing a doctoral degree is definitively bad for your health, but their findings do indicate that the stressors of being a PhD student are more than a pain in the neck. If PhD students' work conditions and career outlook are inadequate, their mental health may not make the grade. Today's episode was written by Shelley Danzy, produced by Tristan McNeil, and for more on this and other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.